senator or governor or president of the United States. And it's a big, there's usually 50 people, very blowy, if you remember, whenever you see these things. It's always happens in October or something. That is not this. I'm not quite doing that. But what I am saying is right here now in the Bloomsbury Theatre on this day, 27th October 2009, that I wish to stand for an elected seat somewhere in the continent of Europe in the next 10 to 15 years. It just set me stopwatches because it's, you know. But I want to do that because I have ability to talk in a certain way. And, I just thought I'll tell you a few things about me, which you may know, you may not know, but it sort of explains where I'm coming from. I was born in Yemen. My father was an accountant at BP. My mother was a nurse. Both working people, both came from a working class background, a very low income background, but wanted to improve themselves, move themselves forward, and make their financial situation better. So me and my brother were born in Aden, which is a colony, and is now the country of Yemen. Now has a very tough time, and the piracy is off the coast of Yemen. That's the only time I really hear about Aden, my hometown, in the news, is when there's piracy off the Gulf of Aden. So, but I've been back there last year, and they do have a tough time. But that's where I started, which gives me a kind of a global viewpoint. My mom died at the age of six, so I went to boarding schools, and I saw how maybe the other half lived. I wasn't supposed to go to these schools. I was the only child with a Labour voting father in the entire school, I think. Which surprised me at the time. I went around asking people, so what? Because everyone, no one knew about politics, but what are you voting for? This is the Heath Wilson election. And everyone was voting Conservative except me, and I thought, that was weird. So that's another part of my weird upbringing. I did accounting and financial management at university, standard degree before going into comedy. I come from a mathematics and a scientific background. I got A's all the way up to university, and I got zero in my maths exam at university because it bored the pants off me. But I am actually now, I do find economics intriguing, which to most people is obviously kind of dry. So that I did, I've done 12 Edinburgh festivals as a sketch comedian, a street performer, and then finally a stand-up. So I know about struggle. If you know about the Edinburgh Festival, it's a joyous thing to watch. Go, take your friends, it's a laugh a minute. If you're actually in therapy, if you're in the Edinburgh Festival, it's probably Death Race 2000 and something that would, some sort of hellish torture. It really is a tough bastard of a thing. So I did 12 of those, and that sort of gives me my teeth for hanging on there. And I'm a transvestite, which is just fun. Just an extra gift. Fighting in the streets is one of the things I do. I do gigs in French, and there's me, and then there's no one else that does that. So that shows that I really do know how to struggle, and yeah, everyone just thinks.